Well, friends, welcome to High Plains Outdoors. You know, striper fishing in the fall up at Lake Texoma is a special deal. And a lot of folks that listen to our show in all the states where High Plains Outdoors airs goes to Texoma. My friend Bill Carey is our guest with Striper Express. Let's talk about catching big old stripers at Texoma. Bill, are you ready to talk striper fishing, buddy?
Heck yeah. Good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I tell you, nothing to me. I like to catch stripers when I can catch them. I'm not choosy, but a good, nice, crisp, cool morning in September or October up there. Topwater. The gulls are coming. Tell us what's going on, Bill. I know I've been seeing your pictures, your posts on Facebook, and I know what's going on, but tell us how what's happening now and then on in through the month and into October.
Well, we switch our topwater pattern, and when it works in a perfect world, we get 7 months of it. But we just finished our summertime out in the middle of the lake, busting, schooling action, and now we're blind casting the banks, which is our early spring and our fall pattern, where we pull up just like bass fishing, and we have a deep water access where they can move up into this shallow water. The bait moves in, and the fish follow, and you might not see them. A bird might put you on them. They might swirl, but most time we're just blind casting, and anytime that plug's in the water, you're in the strike zone.
I know it, Bill, and you know, the first time I blind casted with y'all, you know, years ago, I really did, and I still, it kind of, I think that way. It's knowing the striper's patterns, you know, where to blind cast. And you're not casting to an actively feeding fish all the time, but I remember pulling up, and you know, you stop the boat. All right, just get them out there, get those baits in the water. Start moving some water, and you think, well, wait a minute, what's the special about this? I don't see any schooling action. But that's some of the bigger topwater fish of the year, really, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. You know, I can't explain that, but it's always the biggest fish of the day. Yeah. They're up there feeding, and, you know, those big old females, they'll get up 10-plus pounds, and they will stretch your string, especially when they hit close to the boat.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, the thing is, when you cast out, if you just do this for the first time, you know, follow instructions, keep that bait moving, because, and you know, it's easy to think, well, there's a lot of water out here. I don't see one sign. I don't see a bird splashing. I don't, you know, nothing going on. But it's all about knowing the patterns. I understand that. And I bet a lot of our people listening that fish understand it. That's going to go on now for, well, through September, I know for a fact.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'll go till about the first week of November. That's our fall pattern. Yep, it's a hoot. Okay. I tell people, if it happens, it's one heck of a way to start the day.
It is. Now, after that, the gulls are showing up there now, and into September and October, they're really going to be a bunch, right?
Oh, yeah. There'll be thousands of them move in here. You know, I was thinking about that the other day after we were recording on the radio. It's got to be all the bait we have, because why do these thousands of seagulls stop here?
Yeah.
But it's the bait. It is.
It's food. They have to eat, and there are literally thousands of them up that winter up there on Lake Texoma. Thousands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your best tool that time of day is a good pair of binoculars. Mm-hmm. Those birds are better than these $2,000 fish finders, because, folks, you just get out there and start glassing them, I call it, and look for the birds, and then you pull up in front of them. You watch which way the school's going, and let them come to you. And they're underwater. They're not busting like in the summer, but they're pushing that bait, and it can't run and hide from there on. And they see that sparkle in the water, and, oh, mercy, they'll be 15, 30 foot deep.
That's it, Bill. We are out of time, folks. StriperExpress.com. There is no better time to fish. Thank you, Bill.
Adios, brother.
A big thanks to all of our sponsors: Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzle Loaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakanee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.